Welcome to the CE show.
So, Malcolm and Marie is a story about a couple who are addressing issues they've had in their relationship after a show preview of a movie the husband made.
And the husband?
Yeah, the husband's
They're Malcolm. Married.
They're married? They're married?
Yeah. Ooh. And for like years as well. That's why sometimes I was watching, I was like, this looks like child abuse, because what's her name? Zendaya years? Looks like she's like 13 years old.
No, not just Zendaya herself.
You mean the character?
The character herself is like 21.
Is she?
They've been married for like 2-3 years now. Because he literally helped her out of to get to rehab the and out.
How old was she when they met?
When they met, she was like around 19, 18.
And she's 21 at the start of the movie.
Yeah, she's 21 at the start.
How old is the husband?
I think he's 3-5 years older.
Oh. 3 or 5 years older? He's in his 30s.
Is he?
Is he?
He's in his 30s.
Well, then she must be 25 then.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing
you
ages here.
You need to get your facts right. Okay.
Okay, I don't know the ages. I don't really care about the ages, to be honest. Let's focus on what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they start having these arguments that bring up issues they've had with the weddings that they've scraped over. And it's very triggering, to say the least. I feel like it should come with a warning.
For you personally, or just in general?
I feel in general, in regards to some of the topics it talks about.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I haven't been in those situations for it to be traumatized with what's been said.
We should probably put trigger warnings at
but
the start
I,
of this episode now.
I do feel like some of the topics they do handle are very heavy. And if you're not ready for them, you can be very shocked. Because I remember watching this movie and calling you straight afterwards, like, Jenna, you need to watch this so I can talk to you about this. I literally begged you to watch it. So
I didn't finish it.
Because I didn't know how to comprehend it. I needed to talk to someone about what I'd seen.
Yeah, that's true.
When
you watch it, it just...
It's very shocking.
It is. It really is.
And it was just, like, some of the topics they talk about is drug abuse. Yeah. Not even, it's the small things like getting recognition.
Yeah.
And
just being like, oh yeah, just a little shout out, nothing mad.
So was it like that situation that Ben Affleck had when he didn't thank his wife when he got the director's award or something?
Sort of, yes. But
why?
So like he was. I don't know what happened. I don't know the deal. I don't know anything. I just know he went to collect an award. Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was someone else. But he didn't thank his wife. And then, you know, later on, when he got another award, and then he's like, I want to thank my wife for looking, you know, taking care of the family and the house while this whole filming and shooting was going on. She was really holding it down at home with the kids and helping with blah, 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 blah.
Similar, but this movie he made was heavily influenced by
her life.
Okay.
Yeah.
He took some of the powers she pointed out that was, he couldn't, it's hard for him to deny to say this movie wasn't about you.
Mm.
But he was like, oh no, I've had so many exes who have done this and this and this.
It literally like he said, this bit in this movie was about this one. This bit in this movie was about this one.
Oh, that's
and then
fair.
Maybe a little bit about you. It's not always about you. That was kind of how he said it. Like, really, in a really toxic AF way.
But in the way that she described it, they were very.
Like, you could literally tell that
it
the
was
character
about her.
Was her.
It wasn't even if it was the story wasn't all about her.
Did they show part of that movie?
No, we didn't see the movie itself. But the way he described the mannerisms, you can see the mannerisms in her. Like the way that he literally described the way that the character in the movie walked, and you can see that in the way
that's
she
how
walked.
She walks.
So even if he said it's from this girlfriend, okay, maybe this you have a pattern. Of a type of girl that you go for, but not every girl walks the same way.
Yeah.
Not every girl talks the same way.
Mm-hmm. So is it, she's saying, is she saying, you didn't recognize that this story was about me? Or like
it's not even about the story.
You didn't give her
anything. I think that the movie was a catalyst. But if you looked at watched the movie, even the small things, like they came back from the movie and she was exhausted. And he was like, oh, you're not going to make me food?
The fuck?
And yeah, that was literally how it starts.
Yeah. And he was like, are you not going to make me food? She was like, she was literally so exhausted. She was about to undress.
Both of them just came from a party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was literally about to undress. To go into bed, as naturally as you do when you're tired. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you're not going to make me food.
Fuck you. You can't make yourself food.
Let's talk about the entitlement of this guy.
I said, go make food for yourself.
And she was like,
go make food for yourself.
What do you want to eat then?
Excuse me, are you not the hungry one?
Exactly. If you can't make
look,
food for
you're
yourself,
the hungry one. I'm the tired one. I'm gonna go to sleep. Yes.
Do you know what's weird? Yeah, they both went out together. If it was like, oh, you did your own thing, I did my own thing, and you come home. Maybe you can be like, okay, I don't know what the dynamic is in their relationship.
But both
of you went out and came back together. And you're expecting food when she's tired. So
clearly, if you're going together, you can get someone's energy. Because if I'm tired, it kind of knows when I'm tired.
Yeah. It's not like I'm not going to ask you to go do something for me.
Exactly.
And something so entitled that I could do for myself. Anyways.
Carry on.
So yeah, and then she was like, okay then, I'll make you food. What do you want to eat then? And he didn't have an idea, so she was like, okay, I'll make XYZ for you then.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Really?
Yeah. So she makes mac and cheese for him. She does it, and he doesn't even have the audacity to say thank you. Imagine you're tired, and you didn't... To begin with, she actually didn't even want to go to the premiere of the movie.
Okay.
And she had voiced that beforehand, and she didn't want to go, but she went there because it's your husband.
To support, yeah.
It's your husband. And this husband had been sort of overtly flirting with the male actress. The female lead actress.
Okay.
That was meant to be her. So that would piss me off. First things, I didn't want to go to this premiere. Second things, you're flirting. And third things, you fucked me over and asked me to cook for you as I'm tired.
Motherfucker.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, this guy.
Have you been on Twitter to see what people have said about?
I haven't been on Twitter yet.
Mainly, they're just complaining about the age thing, I think.
No, there are a lot of people that mentioned different things. Okay. That's why I feel like I kind of know about the story.
The story, yeah.
Yeah, but not fully.
But I feel like, as you said, there's an entitlement that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because as we talked about, like, he helped her out of her drug addiction. So he feels like, I've helped you out of this drug addiction.
Therefore, for the rest of your life, you owe me.
Like, your wife, he took it and made it into a movie. That's ownership of her life.
Mm.
What she does, you have to come with me, even if you don't want to come with me. To this premiere, like, I'm not going to thank you for. You're going to come home with me and cook for me.
And then say thank you.
And then do other things.
And then he obviously wanted to fuck because he had such a great... Because during the night, they waited for the critics to start posting their reviews.
Mm.
And then once the reviews started getting better, he was ready to fuck.
Mm. Remember, they come in, he's talking about how everybody was praising him, how everybody was excited about it.
And then one bright critic told him it was shit. And he was like, how dare these people... criticize my thing.
Basically, yeah, but artists are quite sensitive about that.
No, but then he started getting good reviews. He was ready to fuck. Remember, this woman has just cooked for you after she's tired.
Mm.
She's ready for bed, and you've asked her, and out of her kindness of her heart, she's cooked for you, and she's been sympathetic. She's been caring.
She's been listening
to all the
shit that you've been saying.
Did she doze off?
Because if it was me, I'd just be like...
She didn't doze off. She was listening, she was saying, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She corresponded. There was conversation. She wasn't pushing him off like, mate, I'm tired. Because even yesterday night, I'm like, I'm tired. I went to bed. I literally left her alone.
When did you guys come back? When did you get back?
Around
11, 12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do that got you guys so tired?
We walked bears, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something else, but you didn't know.
No. I really didn't. In fact, like, my day got ruined, but it's fine.
Your day got ruined.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so the critics are going great, good reviews, and he was ready to book, and she was like, mate, it's not that I don't want to, it's like, I'm actually just too tired mm-hmm. to do the thing. It's like, why? Did you not want to celebrate with me? And she was like, it's not that I don't want to celebrate, it's like, I physically
exhausted.
I can't do this. She's like, no, you're so unappreciated. You don't want to celebrate when we want to.
No. He keeps pushing her, like, what's the problem? What's the problem? No. You're giving me that look. Just say what you want to say. What is it?
Remember? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He keeps baiting her out, pushing her to say what the problem is. Because he's like, oh, Marie, you've got that face thing going on.
Yeah.
I don't remember what exactly, but it was something along that line, right?
Yeah. And then she was like, let's just leave it. I'm tired. What if I say something now? It's out of tiredness and frustration, which is very reasonable.
It's true.
Because when you're tired and upset, the best thing to do is just to leave things and go your separate ways. And he pushed her to the limit. And she was like, why the fuck did you not? She was like, first things first, you didn't cast me. Because when she did her demonstration of how the character should be played out, because she's a model and an actor herself. After she came out of rehab, that's what she specialised in. And her performance...
A what? A model?
A model and an actor, actress.
Okay.
Well, after have the rehab, that's what she did.
Remember when she was like, why didn't you pick me?
That's when she picked... And then she did her... And then after that, she went away, came back, did her scene, and he was freaked the shit out.
Did her scene, like, she acted the role?
Yeah, she acted the role the way that she had perceived it. And he was like, the fuck? Where was this in the auditions? He's like, I was there in auditions. You just didn't pick me because you knew I'd outshine you. Because this was... You wanted this to be about you and not about me. Which was true. He wanted it to be about him. His great direction. His great...
Storytelling.
And not about how the actress is good at doing her part.
Mm.
And she was fucking amazing in this particular movie. Zendaya was fantastic.
Yeah, she was
fantastic.
Like you have to give her flowers for the acting and.
Did he get nominated for something?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
If he does get nominated, it will be in next year's stuff because I think it came out
late.
Yeah. It came out like this year, didn't it? I think. Mm. Yeah.
But yeah.
I can't wait for Love is Blind though. Sorry. It's complete segue. But go on.
So from this I just feel like
how did it end though?
How did it end?
In the end, yeah.
So they eventually did go to bed. She woke up early before him, but she said that before they went to bed, she was like, if you ever fuck me over like he did tonight, I'm gonna fucking leave you.
Oh, damn.
Because she's like, I can't have a series of you being ungrateful. I can't have a series of you not recognising when too much is too much.
Do you feel like, you know, like, sometimes the defining moments in relationships or marriages or whatever, where the woman or the man literally puts his foot down and be like, this has got to, like, this is the last. And then, like, do you ever just imagine how, after that conversation, how things just carry on from that?
Like, I don't think things carry on.
Like, does it just end there? Like, because you just know that he's going to do it again.
I don't think
so. She's
because
do
the
it
morning...
Again.
I don't think the conversation would ever be the same. Because
so she went to bed. And then he came to bed later.
Mm.
In the morning, she woke up and she went for a walk. And he woke up later. Of course, he went to bed later.
Mm.
And he was freaked out. He was like, has she actually left me?
I see.
Oh.
Because... It underlines codependency, underlines unappreciation, and underlines abuse.
Mm.
Because I told you, the thing that got me that was so triggering to me wasn't even what was happening. It was a verbal abuse that he was giving her.
Oh my God, yes. That wasn't... It wasn't just him, though. Sometimes she gave it back.
She had to.
But not... Yeah, because he did. Yeah, that's true.
Because I feel like there were points where he took things way too far and way too personally. And he knew...
he had to respond. He knew he was going to get a personal response from her. Yeah. That's true. It's
because it wasn't even like the underappreciation that got me. It was the verbal abuse that got to me. I was like, because I haven't been in a relationship that has been verbally abusive, but I have been in situations with my parents what I can define as verbally abusive. Mm.
Yeah,
and that's what triggered me out of this.
I completely understand that. Because there were definitely moments in that and I was like, oh my God, did he just say that to her? Oh my God, why are they together? Like, just leave each other. But it's the codependency thing as well.
When he woke up and he didn't find her, he was panicking. Like,
nobody else would accept his trash from her. Because maybe she sees herself as trash pretty much and maybe she thinks that she deserves that, but she really doesn't and he really doesn't.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to what I was going to say earlier about, because you were talking about codependency. Mm. So I was thinking, you know, because you're like, what happens afterwards?
Yeah.
In terms of conversation and stuff. I don't think the conversation is going to be the same, because
the conversation or the by the time
you know when you put your foot down or whatever, right? Whichever one puts their foot down.
Yeah.
Then within the first few weeks after that, it becomes the other party just watching what they say or watching how they act, just to be mindful of whatever you put your foot down about.
I feel like that should happen naturally. I feel like when you're in a relationship, you know what's hurtful.
Hmm.
Like, I wouldn't... The things that Otena knows about me, that she knows that if she goes too far, I will start crying. The same way I know things about Otena. That I know if I push things too far, she will close off and doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's in any relationship. Mm. With your spouse, your friend, your with parents, it's different. But I'm saying in like a relationship you build yourself, people know how far they can take it.
Yeah, you know the limits.
You know the limits.
You know what to say that's going to hurt the other person. You know for a fact, and you know
not to do that.
I feel like, in fact, there's literally a moment. There's a moment. Sorry to interrupt you there.
That's okay.
There's a moment where you're about to hurt that person, where in your head you're like, should I do this?
Should I tuck it?
But a lot of people decide to cross over that line and do it and hurt that person. Mainly because, yes, they've hurt you, but then that's...
But you want them
to feel hurt. Exactly. So there's definitely a moment where you got to check yourself.
Yeah. So I feel like even after the conversation, even if it does take him those few weeks to learn, I feel like that it shouldn't have taken them that particular night for them to learn this is too far.
And for everything to just keep...
Yeah, because you should learn. Out. Because naturally, in a course of relationship, you should learn as you go along what too far is too far.
Mm.
Obviously, in the beginning, it's understandable.
In the beginning.
You know, I drank a lot. In the beginning, you don't know where that limit lies.
Yes, that's true. Where the limits lie.
It's as your relationship builds, then you learn where that, as we said, they're married. He knew what to say.
He knew what buttons to press. You could literally,
and he was intentional about it.
The actor is such a great actor. You could literally see it on his face when he was about to cross that line. I think that was what got me. I felt like I was right there. You know what actually pissed me off?
It's when it was a bath scene.
Yeah, when she was in the bath.
She was in the bath, and he came out. Like, you know what, Marie? You're not the first girl I thought that has issues. There was this girl that I did X, Y, Z to.
But doesn't that mean that he specifically targets people that are like that?
So, he had a type. Because he actually named scenes in the movie that were about different women. Uh-huh. But, as I said, not every woman walked the way she walked or taught the way she taught. So even if it was loosely based about the women he dated beforehand, was predominantly about her.
Now, that film evokes a lot in you. Like, you're forced to pick sides, and then during the film, you kind of switch sides, and then you switch back. Well, I did anyway, and then I was like, I can't take this anymore.
When did you start supporting the guy?
Oh, I never supported the guy. I thought he was a dickhead from the beginning to end.
No, so I kind of went towards his side when he started complaining about what she's done. And the
Give
fact
me
that
an example.
She abused drugs, and then he had to pick up all the pieces after her.
Okay,
and all of that stuff.
Let's put a pause there.
I felt sorry for him.
Feeling sorry is wanted, but I wouldn't be on his side.
Maybe not on his side, but I did feel sorry for him.
He made a choice
because
actually said
her and stuff.
As
we
depicted, he has a type.
Yeah.
He loves playing.
The hero.
I can't be sorry for a person who goes for people who have issues, and he wants to fix those issues.
But then it kind of works in the same way, because women tend to have those attributes.
Yeah, like they want
to be the one who fixes the guy.
Yeah, the one that the guy finally
what
changes
for. What do you say then? Because this woman, I'm like, it's your fault. I'm sorry, but it really is. You walked blindly into that. It's like a woman who goes in. She knows that the man is very traditional, but then she goes in as a modern woman. What are you doing? And she wants him to look after
me. No, that's issue. That's different. We're talking about drug abuse. We're talking about alcoholism.
Fair enough. That's true.
We're not talking about traditions.
We're not talking about, like, certain social issues. It's a different social issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
So knowing someone has a drug issue, knowing someone's an alcoholic, is different from knowing that person has traditional values.
Okay, so you're saying that values and how?
No, I guess it's just different areas.
The different areas. You can't put them in the same category.
Fair enough. Excuse me.
Except because for the situation, like, you know, Auntie gonna cook for me.
Imagine if that couple then goes and have kids.
Oh, and they're going to be so toxic.
Oh,
that's right.
I don't know. I can't.
Maybe that's people. The battle.
Yeah. Because women
rarely... Marry and the kids.
I feel like it's not... In most situations, women don't go for people who... Men that are dependent on alcohol or drugs.
Okay, alcohol and drugs, yes. But they're dependent on something else.
Dependent, yeah.
Okay.
But what men feel like, as we had this conversation before, men love women that are vulnerable. And what's more vulnerable than a high or...
Bro, I think that's
alcoholic
fucking
man,
way,
woman.
Bro.
Think about it. As I told you this, we had this conversation, men love vulnerability.
And women love what? They
well,
want to fix their guy. They want to be the one that you know, that one who
solves
the
one
who's making it that way. It's like, what fucking world do you think you're living in? You bring problems to me, yeah. What nonsense.
So, exactly. That vulnerability of a high woman.
That's the whole Prince Charming shit. Men and women buy into that, you know.
You know, you've not spoken about your movie, and we're like, what,
25
minutes
in?
It's fine. This is a good film. That's why there's a lot to talk about, and it's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
My choice is shit, by the way. The Watchmen.
The Watchmen.
Okay.
What's yours?
Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Okay.
Should I tuck mine?
Yeah, so let's
okay,
her.
It's weird, because, like, then... you've not seen... Justice League.
But have you seen the first one?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
oh,
don't worry, it's good.
Okay.
We will bounce off each other.
Here's the thing, right? So the first one...
Wait, let her finish, and then
oh,
we'll get
you're
to
not
yours.
Finished.
So what's the take home from yours?
What's the take home? Be mindful of your relationships.
Yeah.
Be mindful.
Don't go into it blind. Love is not blind. It's
love
it's
is
awake.
Blind.
It can see, because after what 6 months, you can definitely see. Your eyes are wide open and you can see. So it's definitely hard though.
But
it's,
you know,
definitely
what?
Hard.
I'll
definitely
like,
admit that.
Don't
admit
ignore
that.
Red flags.
Red flags.
Thank you very much.
My silver assist. We are not in the red light districts. What about?
There's this this guy that I watch on YouTube called Alex Myers.
Alex Myers.
So he does like reviews things, and he's but a funny, with, funny man. He does like his own little animation. So one of that when there's like when he plays like maybe a snippet of something, and someone does something that's a red flag. So he there's like this group of animation that carry like a band, like drums and everything. And then they carry like flags, they're red flags, they're like red flag, red flag. Yeah, it's so funny when you watch it. But yeah, that's what I was just.
I wish things like that could happen in real life.
So you say
there's a red flag, and then there's something that comes up, like just telling you. Red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. Like, just so you know. So either watch yourself or to watch the person you're with. Because, bruh, it's tough out here.
Because the vibe I got is that she had been enduring this level of abuse for a long time.
Yeah.
And even, I was like, if you're married and you've noticed this before you're married, why the fuck are you with
it's
someone
who's crazy? It's what you said. When you said that she thinks that she doesn't deserve better. And maybe sometimes it could also be gratitude. Yeah, you said that.
But she recognizes it.
It could be like maybe she's like thankful that he helped with her drug problem.
No, she's thankful that he helped out. But he's like, I don't need to take your shit no more. And that's why he was, when he woke up.
He felt threatened.
Yeah. When he woke up, he was in a panicking. Because he knew that she didn't need him like the way he needed her.
Yeah.
Oh, why does he need her then?
So the power dynamic changes.
Yeah. Because his story is based on her life.
He's like, I'm her hero. I helped her.
Yeah, his life is... his movie is based upon her life.
She's
his
also
legacy,
pretty much his creative outlet as
Like, everything so he does inspires him in some sort of way. The way she... Even if the way she talks, the way she moves, the way she does everything in her life inspires a character.
Yeah. Imagine if... It's like losing your muse. Like, you go.
Your
mental.
Inspiration is gone. You're
like
an artist.
Your reason for actually working is gone. Yeah. Bro, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Panicking.
He's panicking. Because she's sober. She's by herself, she's sober. She's an actress, she's a model. By herself.
She's a
not
triple
with
threat.
Not with him.
A double threat.
By herself, she has established this career for herself. She's established her name for herself. Without her, he hasn't got a story. He hasn't got a muse. He hasn't got a character.
Yeah.
He's got nothing apart from the money he earned using her.
When they met, what was he doing? Was he a director or...?
He was a struggling director. He'd been directing things, but they haven't been put into the cinemas the way this particular movie... have been put in the cinemas. This was the one that marketed his name.
Like, do you ever feel, though, that sometimes you just find that person who just... everything just clicks and they make you work harder than you ever have? Like, not because, like... I can't explain it. Just because they're in your life, you just want to work hard. You just want to, like, make money or, like, be successful or just do your thing. Have you ever had that? Okay. I'm obviously
wrong cloud.
Wrong room.
So we're
accountants. We don't think like that.
Me?
Yeah. We're accountants. We don't think like that.
Don't make this into something that it's not.
Expand.
Ah, fuck it all. Okay, so like...
Wait, this is a movie commentary.
Yes, it is a movie commentary, but like certain people come into your life and they make a certain amount of impact. Like, they make you feel like you feel in your head. I don't know. Okay, don't worry about it.
I appreciate what you do to my life.
Yes! Like, you get me.
Yeah, of course.
And, like, not a lot of people get me. And, like, I'm appreciative of the fact that you get me and you don't judge me.
But I feel you undersell yourself most of the time.
Oh.
No, because honestly, because even on the train journey yesterday night, we're talking about you getting a promotion. And you talked about how you felt nervous even asking for what you deserve.
Yeah.
You're underselling yourself.
I'm gonna bleep that bit out. Okay, yeah.
We're in agreement. But no, but the point stands.
Yeah.
You felt nervous asking for what you
and deserve. I even came up with an entire plan of trying to introduce it with like a training that I could do to just
I feel like that's why I called a fantasy start. It begins with actually because you tell me off when I've been too pessimistic, and I tell you off when I feel you underselling yourself.
Fair enough. Well, that's why we work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we see the good in each other.
And we see the toxic in each other and we accept it for what it is. That is fine. That's why this magic works. Stop this. Okay. So now we're going to go to the next film. We unpacked a lot on that other one and I really love that. So we should probably do more arty-farty shit.
A different one because this has gone quite far. So if we close it.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should. Okay, so we decided to make this particular one a single episode in itself because we addressed a lot of social issues and a lot of different things. Malcolm,
Marie and the kids.
part two!
And so we've decided to make this like a standalone episode in itself because of those things basically. So I hope you guys love that and I hope you enjoy this episode. So thank you for watching. I've been Achenna.
I've been Chewe.
And
Tori.
Yes, thank you and goodbye.
Bye.
Welcome to the CEO show.